All right. It's a Thursday afternoon. Look at this dedication from the podcast to pump out an episode every week. Gosh,
week after week.
We just never
after
miss.
Week.
Never miss, Robbie.
Dedication.
Except for all those times earlier this year we missed a lot. But lately.
What have you done for me lately?
Lately, we've been on fire.
Fire.
As of late. So it's good to see you. Let me just say right now, we don't have a dress code here, obviously, on the 222 podcast. But if we did, you'd be not within the dress code.
No, I'm overdressed.
You are way overdressed.
Yes.
You ever go to a party you think is formal or you think is nicer than it's going to be? Lately, I'll tell you where it's happened to me.
Yeah.
I've dressed like this, right?
Like this?
Yes. I mean, my version of this.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so shirt, tie, but khakis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not doing the slacks thing. Yeah. It's just not happening. Hard shoes, no thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
You've brought Hey Dudes into my life, so.
That's true.
That's really your fault.
That's as much as I can do.
Yeah, that or Skechers. Those are your two options as far as shoes.
You know, you would never wear the wingtip? Like
no.
The point tips?
No.
I don't know what these are called, wingtips?
First of all, I honestly, no joking, with my feet, I couldn't wear those.
Oh, yeah, because you got
freak feet. My freak feet won't fit in there. My big talons won't fit on there.
No.
Without sanding something down, and I'm not into that. So I'll tell you where it's happened to me a lot. I've dressed up, like, wore what I think you should wear to go to an event like this,
mm-hmm.
and then you show up, and people are dressed kind of like I would dress to go out for dinner, like a nice pair of jeans and a dress shirt.
Sure.
Funerals.
Really?
Funerals have become more casual, and I'm all here for it. And let me just tell you this. I've made this statement before. My wife knows about it because obviously I'm going to be the first to go. And she knows that this is how it'll go down. You will not be dressing up to come to my funeral.
Yeah.
If you dress up to come to my funeral, we're going to have a bouncer.
Yeah, you're going to get haunted.
We're going to kick your ass out
of
the funeral. You got to be wearing jeans at the very most.
Yeah.
Preferably some sort of short.
Sure.
Maybe a Philadelphia.
A khaki short.
Khaki short would be nice. Yeah. I like my cargo with skinny
Are
cargo
jorts
shorts.
Allowed? Can I wear my jorts?
You may wear your jorts.
There we go.
Yes. You can't be underdressed.
Yeah, no.
You can just be overdressed.
Overdressed.
And also, everyone has to wear, and you now have your shirt.
I do.
A Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Phillies or Eagles, preferably Phillies.
Sure.
Sports apparel.
For mine, never it's black tie.
Yeah, I know. I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I got a thing.
You'll be dead. I already attended yours.
Which one of us do you think goes first?
I think you.
Yes.
I mean, just for luck, something's going to fall on you.
I was going to say, just based on.
Yeah, not even health. I think and I'm much healththier now than I have been in years.
Yeah.
But it's the
because I'm probably not taking into account what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Where I just tweaked my back today. I'm probably the healthier.
You are, because I'm diabetic. So, yeah. I mean, yes.
And I exercise a little more regularly.
You do, but things will fall on you. I mean, that's how you're going to go.
You know I'm going to go?
Yeah.
I'm going to go like a Looney Tune.
Yeah.
An anvil with an Acme on the side is going to fall
on
my
head. Acme sign is just going to fall on you.
Yeah, at a Redner's.
Yeah,
oddly enough.
Go figure. But,
yeah, so you're all dressed up today.
Yeah, I was working in an office today, and this is how I present myself.
Well, this is probably when you work in a doctor's office how you are supposed to dress.
Yes, that's how you're supposed to dress.
That's why I don't work in a doctor's office.
That's true. You're supposed to dress like this. You know, this is a major improvement from my gym shorts and t-shirts.
Or no pants whatsoever.
No, yeah.
As you like to threaten us with.
Yes, I wear no underwear daily. I have them on now, but usually.
Thank the Lord.
You can't wear dress pants.
I mean, you can.
But you can.
It just becomes a little less formal.
Yeah, because it's like, whoa.
Yeah, when you can feel a draft, all of a sudden formality kind of goes out the window.
I had to dress up today. And it's like, and by the way, too, once this is on.
Did you hear that?
Oh.
Oh, is that you?
That's my work phone.
I thought.
Once.
Did I hear a siren?
Once I am dressed up, it's just not coming. I don't feel like.
For the day?
Yeah, it's just on. I'm not. Because it's a thing. You got to take the thing off, the thing, and the dress. And it's just I was like. I was working. And
I'm the exact opposite.
You're just like.
I will take it off as soon as humanly possible.
I don't mind this. I don't mind it at all.
It's just. Again, I think if I did it more often,
because
I once worked in an environment where I had to dress business casual.
Sure.
You know, it has happened.
I like it because, seriously, like, sometimes it's nice not to wear gym shorts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wear gym shorts.
Yeah.
I put on jeans or I put
you
on
go
shorts.
Out. I don't leave the house.
Yeah.
So this is nice for me sometimes.
I would tell you during my hiatus, if you will, my 3 months on the beach, as they say in the radio business, I was only wearing sweats.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Sweats and maybe gym shorts, but just to go to the gym.
Yeah.
I wasn't even wearing those around the house. I wore slippers more than I wore any other shoe during that 3 month period.
I don't wear sneakers usually now, like to go out to the like take Chase to baseball or something. Yep. I'll put shoes on, but like usually I'm like this time of year I'm in flip flops because I'm old now and I have to wear something on my feet. I can't go barefoot anymore.
Well, I was just reading an article where a doctor says we should all be wearing shoes in the house.
Really?
Because it's bad for our feet to be stomping around.
It's my feet can't take it. It is they can't take the bare because we have no carpet in our house.
It's all
hardwood. Or the ceramic tile.
It's so funny because I have flat feet, like yeah. extremely flat feet, and sometimes I just got to get my feet out of shoes.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, like shoes will make my feet tired at times because like the arch pushes up on them.
And my thing is my feet. I have always had bad circulation in my hands, and we share that ailment.
We got that in common.
We do,
which is nice.
And but my feet hurt, like they burn almost, like because it's so yep. cold, and yep. like it hurts, you know. And that's why I'm so. Getting old a bitch, man.
It really is. Someone, my mom texted me to just check in, and she's like, what did you do to your back? Because I told her I tweaked my back. I said, I honestly could not tell you yeah. what I did.
It could be a sleep wrong.
No. I went to work today, felt fine. Did the
really?
Radio show, felt fantastic. Came home because Lena, actually it's my daughter's fault.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it,
yeah.
came home because Lena forgot her iPad. So I did some stuff at the office, ran home. Got her iPad, took it to school. I started a cup of coffee as I picked up the iPad, swung back in, picked the cup of coffee up, and somewhere during that entire exchange, I tweaked my back.
Yeah, that's your kid's fault.
Just getting out of the car, getting in the car, and it didn't even hurt at the moment. It slowly got worse
yeah.
throughout the day. So
something.
That's why I can't pinpoint it.
Did something.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And the weather's finally getting nice.
Yeah.
It's finally getting warm. Now, today is not warm.
No.
Today's a little
still
cool.
Nice
it's still a nice day,
the
but it's not
hot.
Warm. But by Monday, 88 degrees
crazy.
Is the high on Monday. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'm good. It can stop that temperature.
See, I don't. I will never complain that it's too hot because I want the right to complain all winter long
yeah.
when it's too cold. You can't go both ways.
No, you can't.
It's not like sexuality.
No. It's fluid.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch.
Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The Jerk Store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeAndRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222MR@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
Yes, it is. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another episode of the 222 Podcast right here on MikeAndRobbie.podbean.com. He's Robbie. My name's Mike. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on what is a Thursday afternoon. Another week. Another episode of the 222 Podcast. Something for the kids to aspire to, Robbie.
Just like the sun sets and rises and all that good stuff, 222 Podcast. You can depend on it.
Why did you bail out on the sun sets and rises?
I don't know.
Did you forget which was which?
No, I didn't know where I was going with it. It sounded good in my head.
It really did. It sounded like I thought you were going to say something super profound.
Yeah, no.
And then it just kind of petered out.
No, I wasn't confident in it.
Speaking of peters.
Yeah. So I was doing today.
That's what you're doing today. You know, so just another day. So we don't get into the news here, right? It's not what we do.
No, we don't like it.
No. Yeah, it's a necessary evil.
Sure.
The news. And I'm unfortunately inundated with it on a daily basis once again because it's on my radio station,
sure.
right? It's just there all the time. And unfortunately, in case the world breaks, I have to be aware of what's happening and be able to talk about it because if there is ever a big, big thing
yeah.
that kind of blows out your format and
sure.
you just kind of talk about the world. So
yeah.
I kind of do have to be aware of what's happening. And, you know, it's kind of omnipresent everywhere. But I will tell you, the amount of self-control that I have shown over the last, I would say, 2 weeks for not talking about how many times, so many more times than I've done since junior high that I've heard the word pecker. All this pecker talk and you have no idea. I am so jealous of you right now. You know, former president, that guy with the hair, Donald Trump, he's on trial right now.
Yeah.
The first witness that's been being questioned since Monday, his name is, I think, David Pecker. Swear to God. So, if you listen to news, watch news, everything is Pecker said, Pecker said, Pecker said. I have heard the word Pecker more than I have in the last 35 years.
Yeah.
Just this week.
That's great.
And then there is a reporter. I wish I was making this up. Not have talked about any of this on the air, by the way, despite the fact that I got to hear it every hour.
Yeah.
There's a reporter reporting on the case. Stephanie Wang.
Wagon Pecker.
It's like the world is trying to get me fired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I could say this on the radio because I'm talking about a gentleman.
You're talking about his name.
I'm talking about his name is Pecker.
And if you perverts think of anything else, that's on you.
And then, if all that weren't enough, today I broke.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't talk about Pecker or Wang.
Yeah, no. Of course not.
But I did talk about the Mets. And, you know, I'm not a fan of the Mets.
No, you hate the Mets.
I do. Least favorite sports team of all time.
Yes.
The New York Metropolitans. But I do have to tip my Philadelphia Phillies cap to them.
Okay.
Because they are celebrating their next Dollar Dog Night by bringing in a face of it. And this is a real guy. And they went out and found a World War II veteran.
Oh, nice.
And he's going to be their veteran of the game.
Sure.
And he's the face of that Dollar Dog Night.
Okay.
His name is Seymour Wiener. Pecker Wang Seymour Wiener. Pecker Wang Seymour Wiener. Pecker Wang Seymour Wiener.
That's the
Pecker Wang Seymour Wiener.
That's the name of the show.
Akeen, can you believe how this vortex of talk is just surrounding me? You sure that's not the name of the show?
Yeah, vortex of dick.
Not again. I got to beep that word.
That's great.
So, I got all the way to Seymour Wiener.
And then you just left. You had a break.
I just talked about the Seymour Wiener.
Yeah.
So I let a little bit of the steam out.
Sure.
You know, it's like when something's boiling and the steam's building up. You gotta let that out, buddy.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Explode. The kettle starts to rattle.
Yeah. So I had to let just a little bit of out.
Yeah.
I'm still holding in all the Pecker and Wang.
Wow. Lots of Pecker and Wang.
Filled with it.
Filled with wealth.
To the top. I could not fit any more Pecker or Wang in my life right now.
Saturday night.
It's just ridiculous. How have you not heard about this?
I don't watch.
I guess I you know what? If I didn't have it in my ear.
I detach from it.
If I didn't have to be on social media as much as I did.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to follow these stories as much as I did. If I didn't have to listen to it once an hour. I went many years without ever listening
fantastic.
Or watching the news. Yes.
And what I like the most. My drama is AEW versus WWE.
I know.
That's my drama.
That's your political.
That's my political. And let me tell you, that's probably worse. Because those people are nuts.
I mean, they're nuts, but they're just, they're all the extreme in the extreme.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In more ways than one. All right, so there you go. Pecker Wang, Seymour Wiener.
By the way, the Mets have a dollar night and the Phillies don't.
I have no problem with the Phillies not having a dollar dog night.
I do.
It's 2024. You go to that ballpark, you're still paying $2.50 for a crap hot dog. Nobody cares. People were just buying hot dogs and throwing them around. If that wouldn't have happened, they still have the dollar dog night.
How the Mets fans have that? They don't. They don't.
This
they don't
is the first time
up.
The Mets are doing it. They probably will.
Oh, see, people suck.
But is it going to change your mind? If you want to have two hot dogs to pay $5 instead of $2?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
But I would get five instead of two.
But you don't need five.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
That was fantastic.
It was great. We had a wonderful time, and I really enjoy watching you idiots shove wieners in your mouth.
Yeah.
I really do. And I'm sure Seymour Wiener would have been proud of all of you.
He would be.
But you didn't need them.
Yeah, but for a dollar, you got to.
You don't have to. But now they've taken that responsibility out of
now
your
I
hands.
Now give them more money. It pisses me off.
Give them 18, the same amount of money.
$18 beers.
Well, that's a whole industry issue. That's not a Philadelphia
True.
Phillies issue.
No.
All right. Anyways, how's your week?
Okay.
Are you ready for your big Saturday? Mayor of Fleetwood.
Yeah, opening day.
All the pomp
day.
And circumstance of opening day. And now you can't even just focus on baseball opening day. because you got to be out there as the representative of youth football.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you should dress.
I should.
Do a little naid to Vince Lombardi.
Wear like the plaid coat.
Yeah, a little tip of the cap.
Yeah, I have one of those hats. Yeah, you know, Saturday, opening day of baseball, football representation. Yeah. That's about it.
So what do you do?
We set up a stand, and anybody who signed up, we have free giveaways like magnets, you know, like the
who
merch.
Signed up for football.
So
it's a recruiting tool.
Yeah, so then people also come in if they have questions, because a lot of people do for football and safety and things like that. They do have questions, you know, is it safe for my young son to play football?
I totally get that.
You know, and it is, you know, and we're doing everything we can to, you know, we mitigate those. I'm, as a football coordinator, I'm going to make sure all my coaches are CPR certified this year. That's a thing that I'm implementing.
Does that, by the way, football coordinator come with like the kind of jacket that the president wears on Air Force One?
No, it does not.
Oh, it should.
It should. I get nothing.
Football coordinator, like they, when you accept the position, there should be a ceremony and they slip it on you like the green jacket at Augusta.
I agree. And I should have an assistant. I have nothing.
Yeah, you should have anything you need.
I should.
Should be at your fingertips.
I should, because, you know,
how can you coordinate successfully without having all the tools needed for coordination around
you? Well, I figure when I become a head coach of some NFL team soon,
yes,
in about 2 years.
Yes, maybe three.
Yeah, because I prefer to go to college first, yeah, and then, you know, move.
Or you want to waste a year.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
You and Dion.
And that will be my reward.
Yeah, and will you bring me along?
Sure.
What will be my role?
You pick it.
On your coaching staff.
I don't care, whatever you want.
What could I do?
Special teams.
Special teams. Sounds good.
It's special.
Go get that person. That hurt me more than it hurt you, and that's not a saying. It's because of my back.
Yes.
All right. Anyways, so I wanted to run something by you.
Sure.
A little cookie talk, if you don't mind.
Oh, I like a little cookie talk.
So Julie had to make some cookies for, a bake sale or something, whatever's going on at the school. I don't ask questions.
Sure.
I just ask.
Nod.
I just nod, and whatever I'm asked to do, I try to help out. Yeah. Just try out of the way.
Can
stay
I have
out of the way.
Cookie?
Yes. And, you know, I know if I help, I will get rewarded with,
yes,
cookies. And I love the no-bake cookie. I'm a huge fan of the no-bake cookie.
Mm.
The oatmeal, the chocolate, the peanut butter in there.
Sure.
I like it. It's cold. I'm all in. So she made a bunch, and then she kept two for each of us. We each had one that night, and this was late last week. And then Julie ate her last cookie. And my cookie, the cookie that was given to me, that was presented to me as my second cookie,
mm-hmm,
is still in the fridge because I'm waiting till I want it to enjoy that cookie.
Okay.
She is threatening me that she's going to eat my cookie if I don't eat it by her deadline.
I have deadlines like that as well.
For like Stacy?
Yes.
So you're a fridge Nazi?
Yes.
Oh, you guys suck.
So like, for instance,
why is it your choice to put a deadline on my food?
First of all,
and Julie, this is who you're aligned with.
Hey, I'm brilliant. This is the thing. If there's Chinese food,
well, that you're on a race against time.
No. You have 24 hours of your leftover Chinese food,
and then it's fair game,
and then it's mine.
You
can't say a word.
You know where you could never hack it?
Where?
In an office every day.
I used to.
Yeah, but you're now, you were housebroken back then.
No, I am. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm a wild animal now. But that's how I am. If Stacy has Chinese food,
I'm a wild animal now.
I tell her, you have 24, that's the rule. And if it's there 24 hours, your egg roll is left uneaten in that fridge for 24 hours.
Stacy, that's wrong. Stacy, you and I need to form some sort of committee or support group because we are being foodily abused by our spouses.
You had your opportunity to eat said cookie.
But why is it your responsibility to put a time limit on when I can eat my food? Okay. That's not your responsibility. That's nature's responsibility.
Well, I understand that, but Julie wears the pants in the relationship.
That's not true.
She sets the
rules.
That's
not true.
I wear
Take
the
that
pants
back.
In my relationship.
Take that back.
I set the rules. It's who wears the pants. That's how it is.
First of all, from the guy who talks about never wearing pants, this is pretty ironic. I get pants on. I have something covering my balls every single day, Leslie.
I do not.
Every single day.
But I think she has the right to.
Why?
Because she does.
Look, the only argument I would accept is because she made them, but that doesn't fall into your weird takeout rule.
Mm-mm.
So is that every food, 24 hours?
It's not every. It's even, there's like a half a hoagie in there.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Well, I mean, that's just common sense.
Yeah, but I mean, but sometimes you don't, or like, you know, anything. Leftovers from, like, you know, from a restaurant, whatever.
You won't
hours.
Ask.
No.
Just eat.
No.
So yeah. What if someone was playing? What if you ate out at like 6 at night on a Friday?
Clock starts.
You come home Saturday, mm-hmm. right? And it's later, you were working or you were busy through dinner and you're going to have a later dinner. Now mm-hmm. it's 8 o'clock and you. Because you're a wild animal, mm-hmm. your words not mine, mm-hmm. ate my food,
yeah.
I'm going to be super pissed if you ate yesterday's food. You should at least get two sleeps.
If you put that food in the fridge, the clock starts. At 7:05 next day.
This is so wrong.
It's free.
It's so wrong.
Now, I will extend a courtesy. Hey, are you going to eat this? And if she's like, no, I'm not hungry, then it's gone. That's it.
So the question isn't, you have, that's not the question you're asking. You're not asking, are you going to eat this? Because that's an open-ended question.
No, I'm asking, you're eating
now. That's what you're asking.
Correct.
Yeah. So if she's not hungry now.
It's not my problem.
She's SOL.
It's not my problem.
That is 100% your problem. Because you're making it your problem with your dumb rule.
The clock starts at 7:05. 7:05 the next day. And the same thing with the cookie. How many days did you have in there?
I got over a week now.
Oh, that cookie is that. She should have ate that 6 times over.
You guys are terrible people.
No.
Just the worst.
Listen, it's the rules.
It's not the rules.
It is the United Nations Rules of Refrigerator Etiquette. Look it up.
You really want me to Google that right now?
Not now. We don't want to waste the listener's time.
Later
when I'm going home.
Okay. And you won't take my calls for another week?
Exactly. But a week for a cookie? Are you an idiot? A week for a cookie. What grown man takes you a week to eat 2 freaking cookies?
Now, look, I will tell you this. This is an argument I'll also... I'll also own. I know the cookie should be eaten. You'll respect this. You'll respect this. I think I'm going to change you from her side to my side right now.
Okay.
Because she told me that she was getting mad at me on Monday.
Why?
Because I haven't eaten the cookie. So I've purposely not eaten the cookie.
Now I'm on your side. I like that instigation.
And actually what I did yesterday is I took one bite out of
it. Oh, that's so great.
Put it back in the bag.
Oh, God. Okay.
And put it back in the fridge.
No, you wait another 2 weeks to eat that damn cookie. I mean, that's fantastic. Oh, my God. Yes. God, yes. I'm turned. Nope. I'm still going to eat Stacey's Chinese food, but I'm so on your side now.
That was an M. Night Shyamalan twist ending right there for you guys.
That's beautiful.
I knew I could bring you back around. I'm all about the heel. Yeah.
I'm all about you being a heel. I love, you know, any type of instigation, heel, dickish thing. I am all about it. That's fantastic.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right. I know we've gone through this in the past.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go through it again with you. This is the 2024, this year's Uber Lost and Found Index. So this is a list of all the stuff, or the good stuff, the fun stuff that's been lost in an Uber over the year since 2023.
Sure.
And what I like about this is I guess there is a space in the app. I've never lost anything in an Uber. Mm. But I guess there's a space in the app where you can type in what you lost, right?
Oh.
So you type in a description of what you lost,
sure.
and what you left in the car.
Okay.
And so what Uber does with this list is they give you exactly what the person wrote.
Oh, okay.
So you don't get their interpretation of it. You get the exact words.
Okay.
Just to go down a quick list here, the most likely thing to be left in a Uber on Monday is luggage.
Oh.
On Tuesday, it's headphones. On Wednesday, it's wallets. On Thursday, jewelry. On Friday, it's the thing you think everybody would leave in a Uber each and every day. No, iPhones.
Oh.
Saturday's vapes, and Sunday is clothing.
Wow.
So that's your most likely to be lost. Or a hat. That falls under a clothing. All right, so here we go. The 50 most unique items. We're not going to go through all of them.
Sure.
But I picked out some of my favorite ones. First of all, again, this is how it was wrote into the app. A frontal hair toupee.
Frontal. Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that means like his hairline started, you know, going
sure.
back.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he got like a Letterman Island type thing and just put it right there.
Yeah.
To cover the front.
That's funny.
So yeah. Frontal hair toupee.
I mean, maybe the back region is fine.
The back of the...
Yeah.
The northern region?
Yeah, that's fine.
Just the southern front losing soldiers. Coming in next as far as ones I liked, I left a leaf in your car that's much needed.
A leaf.
A leaf. No, with no context.
No.
And context is really going to be king here with these.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you're right. That's the appropriate response.
Yeah.
Two containers with spiders in them.
Wow.
Small rat skeleton prop.
Oh.
Yes. Candle that says "See you in court." This is one of my favorites as well. Gray tub of surgical implants. Again, pretty open-ended. What kind of implants?
Yeah, I would love to know what kind of implants.
And what's your job? That you're walking around with these, and you're taking an Uber.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't that be like sent medically sterile?
You would
sterile,
think not taken in the
Uber?
Back of someone's dirty Uber.
Yeah,
waste beads and a burrito steamer. That person knows how.
Wait. That's one. That's
together. Waste beads and a burrito steamer. That person knows how to party.
Sure do.
I left an expensive. Oh no, excuse me. I left expensive blueberries that are special that I need. That the store is completely out of. There's two packages that I absolutely need.
Special blueberries.
And John, you know what she does? She needs them.
she needs
she
them.
She told you that twice.
Twice.
my robot.
Oh.
Yep. a spear and a furry foxtail.
Oh.
Taylor Swift autograph framed.
Oh.
Yeah, with exclamation points.
That's upsetting.
Fake butt.
Oh.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian in there?
Maybe. A panty liner and $1,000. That's all I can remember.
One panty liner.
And $1,000.
Maybe it was wrapped.
That's all I can remember.
Yeah.
So maybe, there might be more.
Sure. Maybe the $1,000 was wrapped, you know, like a rubber band.
Yeah.
And they used a panty liner.
Oh, like a gangster roll.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a possibility.
You go with what you have. Maybe that person is very resourceful.
You know what? Or maybe they just robbed a bank.
Yeah.
Some lotion or my thong.
Or.
Not and.
Or.
Or.
Oh.
So be on the lookout for some lotion
or
my thong. My father's beard softener.
Oh.
A big sentimental carrying jug.
What is a sentimental carrying jug?
Couldn't tell you. I might have left my garden fence in the trunk.
Oh.
Yeah. I lost my wizard woman.
Aw. I hate when that happens.
You think that's a person?
I think
it's a statue.
I think it's a person.
I think it might be a person. Someone was role playing.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Oh, a Jeep Liberty engine. Please call me. They got an Uber XL.
They did. They had to.
They had to. I mean, it's just common
sense. That's not fitting the Camry.
No.
You know what I mean?
How about the person who lists their cars in Uber XL, but it's not?
Yeah,
and they show up to pick the up. And they see a Liberty Jeep engine.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we have a problem.
Yeah.
And then this is where I name dropped you.
Okay.
To know if you had an alibi. WWE Championship belt.
Oh. I thought that was WrestleMania weekend.
That was probably sad, right?
Yeah. First of all, that person shouldn't be allowed to have a belt if you leave it in an Uber.
Yeah.
That's more, you check that first, and
so
then the kids.
So it's like a baby.
Yeah, you check that first.
I got you.
Okay, I got my belt, and they're the kids.
When do you check your phone?
Before
or after the
belt,
kids?
Phone, kids.
Okay, what about your wallet?
Belt, phone, wallet, kids.
What about your keys?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, belt, phone, wallet, keys, kids.
Yeah, all right. What about your wife?
Belt, phone, wallet. Keys, kids.
That's the right answer. For comedy, folks.
For comedy. It's
for
a
comedy.
Bit. It's a bit. Settle down. I love my wife.
I was walking him down a road and was seeing if we had the same mindset.
We're simpatico.
And we did there. All right. 20 forgotten foods. I'm not going to, again, go through
forgotten
all of them.
Foods.
Forgotten foods.
Okay.
A whole smork. Smorked.
I love a smork.
A whole smoked pork belly.
That's big.
That's like an air freshener.
That's a lot.
Speaking of air fresheners, why doesn't Sam's in this case sell, because they're kind of synonymous with rotisserie chicken, why don't they sell a rotisserie chicken air freshener
for
the car?
I love that smell.
Because there's nothing better than driving home and smelling a rotisserie chicken in your car.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
I love a rotisserie chicken.
It's so good.
And $5.
You
get
can't
out.
Beat it.
Get out of here.
Can't beat it. We get one. I can count on one hand the number of times we've gone to Sam's and not come home.
It's stupid
with
not
a rotisserie
to.
Chicken.
It's stupid not to.
Have you tried the ribs yet?
No, I'm scared to.
I am too. Can I tell you what they're selling there, though, that we got?
Hmm.
Pork loin chops.
Oh.
So it's no bone.
Okay.
It's the loin cut
sure.
into chops.
Yeah.
We got like four or six for like $12, eight or six for $12, depending
sure.
on how big they are.
Yeah.
Throw them in the air fryer.
Okay.
A little salt, a little pepper, a little olive oil.
Nice.
That's it. Delicious.
Sounds good. Yeah,
delicious.
I love the chicken. I don't know, the ribs seem like, to me, it's a too expensive gamble.
I think it's like $12.
I know, but I mean,
it's, compared to the $5.
Yeah, compared to the $5, it's like, yeah. I know I like the chicken, yeah. And it's $5.
One day, we'll split them.
We
six
should.
And six.
Yeah.
We'll lady and tramp those sons of bitches.
And bring them here and just... And, rah,
well, rah. We'll try them on the show.
I like it.
Sam's Ribs. Cooler with meat.
Of course.
I left the ice cream cones in your car and was worried about it melting and making a mess.
The ice cream cones.
By the time you type this out... All of this has taken place.
Yes.
Bucket of cookies.
Oh.
You put them in your fridge and eat them at your leisure. Side of salmon. Tomatoes. Don't need them back. Just a heads up so they don't cook in your car.
Just an FYI.
Yeah.
12 tomatoes back there.
A tray of meat pie.
Meat pie?
Yep. I left my pizza in your car. I can't believe it. Bowl of meat is in your car. And I need it.
A bowl of meat.
Yeah, that means that is some weird meat.
Yes.
Like, that's some weird-ass meat right there.
Yeah. Anything you describe as meat to me is...
Yes, if you don't use a better descriptor, cow meat,
beef,
also known as beef.
Yes, beef.
Chicken pork.
Shrimp.
Fish. Fish, yeah, I'd accept for the whole fish world.
Fish is okay.
But meat...
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Ugh.
Could be horse.
Oh,
could
veal.
Be dog.
Veal.
Could be a dude.
It could be.
The whole Jeffrey Dahmer thing's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I left some pasta in the back by accident. Feel free to have it. It was so yummy, and I didn't eat out of the plate. Thanks again. And then finally, a jar of oysters.
Oh.
I hope you get that. I hope they get that notification real quick.
Like, I like oysters, but not in the sunny.
Oysters might be. If I had to, we should think about this. This is not something we should throw around lightly. What's the one food you never want to try? Like, let's say you're forced to try every food on the planet, but one.
I've tried a lot of things.
Yeah, but there's some gross, quote unquote, delicacies out there are gross to us.
You know what I'll never eat is octopus.
You've never had like calamari?
I've had
squid.
That's different. Calamari is delicious. Octopus with those suckers and that head.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So it's not the same?
No.
Probably not.
No, because calamari is just the rings.
Yeah.
You don't eat the rings. People are eating the tentacles and the head. Ugh. Or brains.
I'm not eating head.
Oh, tongue.
No. I was going to say cow brain. I've seen people eat cow brain. Cow tongue. I think I've actually taken a bite of a cow tongue.
Any head of an animal.
Yeah.
People eat the cheeks and heads. Thank you.
I got to show you this. We went to a restaurant that we had not been to. Last weekend we walked over to it. It's pretty close. And let me see if I can find this crap. Because I want to show you the picture I put on Facebook. You may have seen it. Put it up last Saturday.
I don't remember you posting anything.
Yeah, hold on one second.
I remember you post a lot of beer.
Yeah.
I remember that.
By the way, on Fridays at Wendy's now, if you order in the app and you make any purchase, like a soda, you get a free fry of any size.
You know what I don't like? They're doing that AI ordering crap. Wendy's.
What's that?
Like, you go up and you're not talking to real people anymore. And it talks back to you.
Okay.
Like, I don't like that.
On the app.
I want to talk to a person.
Why do you want to talk to some teenager who doesn't want to be there behind a counter who's inevitably going to screw up your order?
Because what I like talking to people.
Okay, well then get a friend.
I have plenty of friends.
Then talk to them. Call me.
But I want someone to listen. I don't want some Siri, and I hate Alexa, and I hate Siri. Oh, I saw that.
Gizzard.
Yeah. Ugh. I've had gizzard, by the way.
You like a gizzard guy.
It's gross. Nasty.
Nasty?
Any organs to me are nasty.
I agree. Liver, no thank you.
No thank you. I hate organs.
Yeah.
Brain, tongue, eyes, even like again, the cheek.
I think eye might be the worst, because that's got to have a different texture, right? Is it almost gelatinous?
No, I think it has that crunchy, I don't think that crunch ever goes away, and then the middle is gelatinous.
It's like an M&M.
Yeah. Yeah, and it melts in your mouth.
Not in your hands.
But, you know, sardines are gross to me because you eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, you eat the bones and everything in a sardine. That's disgusting. Anchovies freak me out.
I've eaten an anchovy accidentally.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is horrible.
I mean, no, I enjoy, like, I mean, Caesar dressing I love. I know anchovies are in there. See, but that's okay. That's all chopped up.
I use the trashy
Yeah.
Caesar dressing.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't use the real stuff.
But, you know, any organs heads.
Yeah, I'm in for that. I agree with that. All right, let's go ahead and get to our drinks and our snacks. And while you get our drinks and our snacks, Robbie, let me tell you about the newest offerings from Oreo. Oreo is putting out Sour Patch Kids Oreos. Now, it's a golden Oreo cookie, but instead the cookies are Sour Patch Kids flavored with colorful inclusions. The cream inside is filled with the even more color-coded sugar, sour sugar inclusions, creating a sweet yet sour taste inspired by Sour Patch Kids. They will be available nationwide on May 6th.
I hate Sour Patch
really?
Kids.
Really?
I hate sour.
I don't mind them. I like sour, but you like sour beers on occasion.
Yeah, but it's that punch of that sour gets you. It's so intrusive.
Yeah, I don't mind sour. I can't do it as much as like some
my
people
kids,
can.
Though,
they love it. Yeah.
My kid, the little one, Chase, will open up the packing and lick that sour out. Yeah. That's how much he loves that.
It's a kid thing. It's a kid thing. All right, what do you got for us?
So I'm excited about this. I want to try this before my chips because it has a fiery, it's hot. But we've been talking about this for like 6 months.
You've been talking about it.
Yeah, because I've been trying to find it because I'm all, you know, we're both zero sugar. But Mike's Hard Lemonade, zero sugar, 100 calorie.
12 ounce can.
So I
it's
finally
in the skinny
found
can.
It. It's in my my Blandin brew.
Fleetwood.
It's Blandin. Oh. It's my Blandin.
Your Blandin connection?
Yes, my Blandin bottle shop.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. My friend, if you like, I brought you and Julie one.
Oh, thank you.
Because I know Julie was.
Is that gluten free?
I don't know.
I would imagine it is.
I don't assume why it wouldn't be.
Let me take a gander at it.
I don't know where it didn't say on them. Oh, it's good. It's not as cold because I did buy a case of it.
Yeah. Well, you bought a whole case?
Well, I mean.
It went right in?
It was 12. I know I'm going to like it.
Oh, a 12 pack.
12 pack, yeah, not a case. But,
I would imagine this has to be gluten-free.
I don't see how it wouldn't be.
I mean, maybe there's wheat in here.
I don't know.
I
mean, the only thing, I mean, is artificial sweetener maybe something weird?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't understand that world.
This is good.
I live adjacent to the gluten world. Like,
good for you.
I figure out things just based on hearsay and kind of osmosis. Mike's Hard Lemonade, right?
Yes.
Zero sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Zero sugar, gluten free. Let's find out. Yes, Mike's Hard Lemonade. Well, that's the seltzer. Is that the same thing?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I enjoy this.
If she wants to drink it, she can figure it out on her own.
Yeah, this is really good. I'm happy that it's sugar free. I mean, I think everything should be sugar.
By the way, I do like that. I like it a lot. It's not too sweet.
No.
They didn't overdo it with the artificial sweetener. I would, on a hot summer day, I would pound a good number of those. What's the ABV?
I don't know. Four, I bet. 4.5.
I like when they print things on the label and they make it almost the same color. I found it.
Oh, you found it?
Almost the same color as the label
it
itself.
It makes sense.
4.8%.
Yeah.
So it's basically a Miller Lite.
Listen, this is going to be my drink of the summer.
You're drinking?
I'm bringing this to parties.
Over Pacifico?
Well, you bring the Pacifico.
Okay.
I bring this.
God, we're a party.
That's what I'm
everywhere
saying.
We go.
Because, you know, you can go back and forth. There's a nice alternative.
Yeah.
Beer.
Lemon. Lime.
Boom. Yin and yang, baby. So,
you think you're lemon or lime?
Lemon. I'm more intrusive.
And I'm lime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a more subtle taste. I'm more.
How's it go? And then what noise would I make? That tracks. Well, if yours is spicy, let's do my drink first.
Yeah, we'll do that last.
All right. We are going to do from Trogs. We had the graffiti IPA. Mm-hmm. This is the double version of it. You're going to have to give it to me.
I don't have it.
Put my hand over there to get the beer, and he keeps handing me glasses.
I don't have it.
And then I kept my hand out there. He looked for something else to give me. That wasn't the beer.
Yeah, and I got that.
This is Graffiti Highway Double IPA.
Ooh.
This is 9.5%. So I'm
going to hate it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to like it, and which hurts me. And this is the big silo boy that Jude gave me. This is a 19.2-ouncer. They sell this at the ballpark. I can't imagine. I've not had it. I can't imagine drinking a double IPA
at the
ballpark.
And how much does that cost?
That's probably the same. I don't think they really doesn't get that.
Oh.
Think big picture. You, your friends, and an epic trip to nowhere. Again, this is hard to read. Graffiti Highway Double IPA zigzags its way through citrusy and tropical aromas, a mosaic of, it's so hard to read, of intense fruit-forward flavors with smooth bitterness. It's the perfect beer for the ride of your life. Kick your taste buds into overdrive and make your mark with this juicy, hazy Double IPA. How hard is that to read?
Oh, yeah, because it's
like shiny, and it's,
yeah,
and it just fades into the pink at all costs. It
smells so bad.
See? I don't think it has much of a smell.
No?
Smell it again. It's got a very subtle smell.
Oh, it's better
it's
now.
It's the me of smells.
It has.
Yeah,
it's
not a... You know what you sound like? It's very boozy, but it's very subtle.
It's not bad.
You know, it's not... I don't know what that is. It might not be boozy. There was the warmth that normally finishes boozy.
Is it?
It's big. It's Cody. That's the haze.
Yeah, it's very...
There's probably some...
It's still my tongue.
Yes. Let me look at the ingredients here. Wouldn't surprise me. Sometimes they add some like lactose sugar into the hazies. I don't know if you do that.
It's not refreshing. You know what I mean?
It's like, a big beer.
It's not. It's
9.5%.
Yeah, it's not.
I've never had a 9.5% beer that's refreshing. I've had 9.5% that are good, not refreshing. Like Mad Elf isn't refreshing.
No, but that's too big of a can for this.
Well, it's for a ballpark.
I know.
It's just no one's ever going to buy it again.
Oh, did he buy the ballpark?
I think he got it at a bottle shop.
Oh,
he just wanted to try it. So instead of buying a 12-pack, that's what the single serving was, and you get it for like $3. It's just the haziness coats your tongue.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right, let's get to your chips here.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I really like Graffiti Highway the single.
I do too.
Here's the thing. I'm just out on doubles. It's just I just don't want them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah. Anyway, I found these Doritos. I had a moral dilemma because I hate mango.
And I told you,
just do it. I know. And I bought worse things for this show.
Well, also I'll pay you back and I'll have them as my snack if you don't want them as yours.
So no, I did it. So Doritos came out with these. These are I found these at Walmart. Baja Fiery Mango Doritos.
Good bounce back by the Phils this afternoon, by the way. They won 5-0 to split that series with the Reds. Now all we need is the Sixers to not get screwed by the referees. Was that the damnedest thing you've ever seen?
What's that?
With the Sixers getting screwed on Monday night?
Oh my gosh, yeah. With
the refs?
Yeah, the timeout
the
thing.
The timeouts and the fouls?
Mm-hmm.
The most brutal 15, 20 seconds I've ever experienced in sports.
How did he call the timeout, clearly?
Yeah, twice he tried.
I don't get it. These are, wow. I actually like these.
These are quite good. Wow.
The mango's subtle.
And, well, you know why? I don't think it's that subtle because you get the mango right away and then the spice tries to break through. I think the mango and the spice are working opposite each other to kind of smooth and mellow each other out.
This works. Wow.
This is like the Cool Ranch Flamin' Hots that we liked.
Yeah.
Because that ranch flavor cooled it off a little bit. I think the mango does the same thing.
Wow, I'm all in.
Yeah, these are excellent.
I'm glad I got them.
Fantastic. Now I wish I would have had you get me a bag.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
Walmart.
I'll have to find out. You know what? I knew that because I walked right by them.
The bag is very cool. There's a shark on it, a mango,
yep,
some chilies. Very cool bag.
All right, and we'll keep the corn-chipped themes going from On the Border. This is their cafe-style jalapeno ranch. I got this at Sam's in the big bag. This is a rule I was never going to break again, but...
By the way, listen.
Wanted to try these.
On the Border has a superior tortilla chip. I like their... Like, everyone goes to Scoops. I like these. These taste just like the restaurant. They're nice and fluffy. I like that fluffy tortilla chip. These are very... I always get these.
This sounds... This is embarrassing, but Tostitos put out a yellow corn chip, and it's the Katina version, the thicker version.
Yeah.
I will eat those without any salsa.
Uh-huh.
They are so good. Yeah. They're just corn chip flavored, but those are my favorite corn chips by far.
I don't know if I like this flavor. I don't know if the mango is messing me up.
Can I have a napkin, please?
Sure.
I don't mind it. It's very subtle. It's not going to be a Dorito. We probably should have done these first. Because the seasoning is obviously much, you know, less.
I wouldn't like these with salsa, I don't think, either. I don't know.
I think you might.
You think?
I think they'd be good with guac.
Better with guac. I agree.
I like them. I do like them a lot, though. All right. There you go. Those are our drinks and our snacks. Let's go through our ratings. Let's start with your Mike's Hard Lemonade Zero.
Excuse me. I was stuffing a chip in my
mouth. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I like this better than regular Mike's. I give regular Mike's a 3.5 just because it's so sweet. This I like much better. Maybe this is a 4 because, to me, I couldn't drink a lot of these because I think I would have to alternate. I like the idea of summer, this beer.
Yep.
I'm going to go 4. I think it's really good.
I agree. Very tasty, very drinkable. I like that it's below 5%. I'm all about the lower ABVs. I like it a lot, and I'm shocked because here's what's going to really kind of ruin us as any kind of beer people. We're both going to rate that higher than the Graffiti Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
I like beer. I mean, I'm not a big fan of this sweet crap.
No, me neither. Good catch yourself there.
Thank you.
Well done.
But I...
trained professional. That's why you win awards.
That's right.
All right.
PABs.
All right. Let's go to your Baja... Baja... What is it?
Baja.
Baja.
Fiery Mango Dorito. I think the surprise factor is going to nail me here because I'm going to go 4.5, which is crazy because I was going to think these are going to be like a 2. Yeah. I love these.
I like them a lot. I like them a lot. I'm going to give them a 4. Can't give them a 4.5. I don't think they're that quite that high because I love the spicy nacho. But they're fantastic. I will give them a 4, and I will be getting a bag of those to tear through.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about Sweet Heat, baby.
I know you are.
That's my Sweet Heat.
That would be your wrestling name.
It would be.
Sweet Heat Robbie Lessig.
I like it.
Yeah. Let's get to your Armaya beverage, the Graffiti Double IPA, 9.5%.
I'm going to go 2.
Yeah.
It's like I can't go less than a 2 because it's Trogues. Yeah. It hurts me.
I'll give it 2.5. The problem is I'll just never drink it again because it's just too big. It's just,
I don't like the way it coats my mouth.
It is also very
9.5 hazy. Is big.
Yep. Now the On the Border Jalapeno Ranch.
I think the Baja's ruined me, my flavor palette. I'm going to go 3. I think that's a fair flavor. I could probably be convinced 3.5. I mean, once if I would just go into them by themselves. Yeah. But I go 3.
I'm actually going 3.5. I think they're quite good. I'm looking forward to letting my palate settle down and maybe trying a few more.
With some gringo.
A little bit later on.
Gringo guac.
Gringo guac. Here's the thing. Giant, on notice, by the way, they kept their gringo guac the same price.
Yeah.
But made the packages, the containers, like half the size.
Oh.
So I stopped buying the gringo guac.
What do they call that? Shrinkflation?
Is that what they call that?
I think that's what it's called.
It was like a vast change. Like, it was huge. All right. Hey, we're going to have to end this. My back is really bothering me.
Yeah.
And
I've done enough.
I can't sit here anymore. So I apologize to you folks who are listening, both of you. We'll see you later. I got to get up out of this chair. I'm sorry, but we got to get on out of here. Another edition of the 222 podcast is coming at you next week. Robbie, enjoy those Baja Blast.
Love them.
Mango. And you're going to sit here. You're going to be on your couch tomorrow night, Friday night, drinking a Mike's and eating those Doritos.
That's going to be Thursday night.